KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 27 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River is being reduced ahead of winter, so flooded areas along the river will see some relief. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the amount of water being released from the Gavins Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border has been reduced to 57,000 cubic feet per second and will be cut further to about 27,000 cubic feet per second by mid-December. Reductions will allow the river to fall below flood stage in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri by the end of this month. Documents obtained by the Associated Press reveal an outside group founded by top political aides to Senator Joni Ernst is working closely with the Iowa Republican to raise money and boost her re-election prospects. Some legal experts say the degree of overlap between her campaign and the nonprofit Iowa Values could violate the law. Emails show Ernst fundraiser Claire Holloway Avella asked a donor for $50,000 for the group following an introduction by the senator. Ernst's attorneys say they follow the law, but some attorneys say Holloway Avella's request could cross a legal line because she was working on Ernst's behalf. A review by the Associated Press has found that Iowa's list of ineligible felon voters remains riddled with errors, omissions, and wrongful additions that make it an unreliable indicator of who can and cannot vote and hold public office. The Des Moines Police Department, State of Iowa, and others are mistakenly included on the list due to data entry errors, along with dozens of people who were not convicted of felonies. Similar errors have caused dozens of lawful voters to be disenfranchised in elections since 2012. The resurfacing of civil rights advocates lobby lawmakers to end Iowa's lifetime voting ban for felons. A former Iowa law enforcement officer who fled the state after allegedly threatening to kill several family members has been charged with sexually abusing two young boys. The Des Moines Register reports that 35-year-old Jonathan Wayne Bailey has been charged with 8 counts of child endangerment, 7 counts of second-degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of sexual exploitation. The paper says Bailey was a former Polk County Jail detention officer and former Eagle Grove police officer. Court documents say Bailey was arrested November 21st in Georgia, where Grinnell police say he had fled after threatening to kill his wife and her parents. Police in Iowa say a Des Moines man's decision to drag race on Interstate 235 led to a crash that killed the other driver. Police have charged 23-year-old Devin Russell Smith with vehicular homicide on Thursday. The charge was the result of a November 8th crash that killed 22-year-old Demetrius Galvin, also of Des Moines. Police say Galvin and Smith entered the interstate from a ramp at the same time and began racing, reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour before Galvin crashed. Galvin was thrown from his vehicle and died at the scene. Well, Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 3 recent arrests. On Thursday at around 9:34 a.m., deputies arrested 33-year-old Ashley Anna Wrinkle of Malvern on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for burglary in the third degree, conspiracy to commit a forcible felony, and theft in the first. Wrinkle was taken into custody and held on $25,000 bond. Late Thursday morning, Mills County deputies arrested 35-year-old James Dean Borman of Shenandoah on a warrant for failure to appear. He was arrested at the Page County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. And this past Tuesday, deputies arrested 27-year-old Tyler Ryan Doty of Glenwood for driving while barred. He was arrested around 1:20 p.m. on Locust Street in Glenwood. Doty was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and a retired farmer sparred during a town hall meeting in New Hampton on Thursday. The man, who announced to the crowd that he was not a Republican, first told Biden he was too old to be president. The man said that Trump was messing around in Ukraine and then accused Biden of selling access when he was vice president by getting his son Hunter a job with an energy company in the Ukraine.
A damn liar, man. That's not true. I did not on any occasion, and no one has ever said it. Not one
thing you were doing anything wrong.
I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
Early on in the exchange, Biden stopped a staffer from taking a microphone away from the man. The crowd booed the questioner when he accused Biden of lacking a backbone. Biden at one point told the man he was too old to vote for him.
Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Today, Biden will campaign with former Secretary of State John Kerry, who had just endorsed Biden's 2020 bid. Kerry was the winner of the 2004 Iowa caucuses. He was a Massachusetts senator at the time. And a Democratic presidential candidate, Cory Booker, is facing the prospect of not qualifying for this month's debate. That's one of the reasons he was in Iowa Thursday, making a direct appeal to supporters of former rival Kamala Harris. He's trying to make the case, and he's now the lone contender able to appeal to the diverse group of voters who twice elected Barack Obama. Harris, a California senator, suspended her campaign this week. Harris and Booker, a New Jersey senator, are black, and for now, only white candidates have met the polling and donor thresholds to participate in the December 19th event. Debate. In our funeral announcements, Vicki Travis, age 67, of Lewis, died Sunday. A memorial service for Vicki Travis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. August Gus Gross, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Gus Gross will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Christine Eustace, age 69, of Johnston, died November 27. Funeral services for Christine Eustace will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Enid Nielsen, age 72, of Des Moines, died November 25th. A celebration of life visitation with the family of Enid Nielsen will be held on December 13th at 11:30 at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Victor Dunan Jr., age 59, of Brayton, died November 29th. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Victor Dunan Jr. will be on December 14th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be held December 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Dean Anderson, age 72, of Harlan, died Monday. Private services for Dean Anderson will take place at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is handling the arrangements. Mary Louise Muller, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lyman, died Wednesday. No services are planned for Mary Muller at this time. Private interment will take place at a later date at St. John's Cemetery near Lyman. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. And Kathy Hartkoff, age 60, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Kathy Hartkoff are currently pending. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.